This is Tom Arns with the LookAhead.com World Report for the week beginning the 22nd of May. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Donald Trump is traveling next week. He has already been to Saudi Arabia, and on Monday he visits Jerusalem's Wailing Wall and holds talks with Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Next stop, the Vatican, for an audience with Pope Francis, before flying to Brussels for the NATO Heads of Government Summit on Thursday. In Brussels, Trump also meets newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron, who on Monday sends his finance minister to Berlin for talks on European financial integration. The NATO summit is followed by the G7 meeting on Friday and Saturday in the Sicilian city of Taormina. The main topics will be globalization, Syria, Ukraine, and development issues. OPEC holds one of its twice-a-year summits in Vienna on Thursday. At its last meeting, the cartel agreed to cut oil production to stabilize price falls. In Asia, the corruption trial starts on Tuesday of impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye. If convicted, the disgraced president could receive a life sentence. Elsewhere in Asia, two gay men face a public lashing for breaking Islam's strict ban on gay sex. Meanwhile, in Canada on Saturday, the opposition party vote for a new leader to replace former Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who was defeated by Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party. And finally, dust off the tap shoes. On Thursday, it is National Tap Day in America. The day was chosen because it coincides with the birthday of Bill Bojangles Robinson, the biggest tap dance star of all time. Bojangles was born 135 years ago. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded LookAhead.com world analysis for the week beginning the 22nd of May. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Donald Trump is off on his first big foreign trip next week. He's already been to Saudi Arabia, and on Monday he makes history by becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the holy Jewish site of Jerusalem's Western Wall. He will also have second meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Trump next flies to the Vatican for a bridge-building exercise with Pope Francis, who has attacked the U.S. president for his position on immigration and the environment. On Thursday, the president is in Brussels for the NATO Heads of Government Summit, which will focus on terrorism, spending levels, Syria, immigration, Russia, and Ukraine. The president will also meet Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, and Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission. The NATO meeting will also be the scene of the first bilateral between newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron and Donald Trump. Earlier in the week, on Monday, President Macron holds his first cabinet meeting and dispatches his finance minister to Berlin for talks on increased EU financial integration. The NATO summit is followed by the G7 meeting on Friday and Saturday in the Sicilian city of Taormina. The main topics will be globalization, Syria, Ukraine, and development issues. Fighting terrorism will be a key talking point during Trump's tour, and on Tuesday and Wednesday in Vienna, the OSCE hosts a counter-terrorism conference. Then on Tuesday, the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Federica Mogherini, chairs a conference on Libya. OPEC holds one of its twice-a-year summits in Vienna on Thursday. At its last meeting, the cartel agreed to cut oil production in order to stabilize price falls. The world's health ministers hold their 70th annual World Health Assembly on Monday. They will elect a new director general. African finance is under the spotlight next week. On Monday, the OECD launches its African Economic Outlook for 2017. And then on Monday through Friday, the African Development Bank holds its annual meeting in India. The focus will be on African agricultural development. In Asia, the corruption trial starts on Tuesday of impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye. If convicted, the disgraced president could receive a life sentence. In Ecuador, new President Lenin Moreno will be sworn in on Wednesday. Canada's opposition Conservative Party on Saturday vote to replace outgoing leader and former Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Mr. Harper resigned the party leadership after being defeated by Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.